Former Czech President Václav Havel visited Poland this week to launch the Polish edition of his book Stručně prosím, or Briefly Please. But the warm welcome he received in Krakow quickly turned frosty after Mr. Havel commented on the political situation in Poland, advising the country to call early elections as soon as possible, preferably with international observers present. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
Havel na Wawel, or Havel to Wawel Castle, the crowd chanted as the former Czech president arrived in Krakow. 16 years ago, this slogan was spray-painted on many Polish buildings, reflecting the high moral esteem in which the former Czech dissident was held and the Poles' desire to have a man of his stature in their own government. But the warm welcome turned frosty during a news conference for Mr. Havel's latest book, Stručně prosím, which has come out in English as To the Castle and Back. A Polish journalist asked Mr. Havel what he thought of the political situation in Poland, and in his forthright manner, Václav Havel advised early elections, saying that it would be in the interest of Polish democracy if international observers were present. His words caused outrage across the political spectrum, and the former Polish dissident and president, Lech Wałęsa, was not the only one to tell Mr. Havel to keep his advice. Polish journalist Marek Aurelius Pędziwol said Mr. Havel's words had relegated Poland to the developing world.
His words made a very bad impact on the Polish people because despite our problems, we are convinced that we live in a democratic state. The political situation is not good right now. We are all aware of that. But this does not mean that the country's democracy is in any way endangered.
Václav Havel was clearly taken aback by the storm of negative feelings that his words evoked. He said he had merely spoken his mind and apologized to anyone who might have interpreted his words as an offense.
I certainly didn't come here with the intention of creating further tension. Had I known what effect my words would have, I would have refrained from commenting. However, I can't take them back because I don't think that there's anything truly offensive or shameful about elections being monitored by international observers. Unfortunately, the political tension here is so high that even the least offensive remark, which would normally pass unnoticed, can create an explosion.
In Prague, Czech politicians hastened to mend the breach. The Czech Foreign Ministry distanced itself from Václav's words, and Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Vondra told journalists that he did not consider Poland's democracy to be in jeopardy. What may be in jeopardy is sales of Mr. Havel's book in Poland, and it will clearly take a while for the Polish public to forgive and forget the all too frank words of advice from their one-time hero.